This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. Let's get a proper round tripper in here. Here's Wolchuk going around the bases, buddy.
All right, we just had Yankee history as, my goodness gracious, they just opened their game.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Against the Baltimore Orioles. Trent Grisham, leadoff homer.
Oh, I thought Clemens was back in the owner's box.
My goodness gracious. Oh, he's in the box. He's in George Steinbrenner's box. Aaron Judge, then homer right after him. Ben Rice followed three straight home runs for the Yankees.
That's never happened in their history?
It is the second time this year that it has happened. Okay. They're the first team in MLB history to lead off the game with three straight home runs twice in the same season. It didn't stop there.
Take that, Dodgers.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Dodgers can't score runs either.
He ground out.
Five of their pitchers are hurt, too.
Yeah, well, Glasnow just went on the IL as well.
Let's go.
Cody Bellinger, though, right after the Goldschmidt ground out, he homered. Four home runs in first inning.
Come on, Paul Goldschmidt. What the hell are you doing?
That is unbelievable. They're up 5-0 after one against the O's.
Is the pitcher still in there for Baltimore?
Well, they had an injury delay. I wonder if it was for the pitcher. He just said, like, oh, I'm cramping. But, yeah, it's and guess who it is?
Mike Flanagan.
It's our old buddy Kyle Gibson.
Oh,
Gibby. Oh, it sucks. Gibby in the first inning, four home runs given up, five runs on seven hits, all five earned. That's a toughie to start the game for Kyle Gibson. We love him.
He's throwing strikes.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yesterday, we also had Brandon Nimmo, who slammed his way into the Mets record books.
He had nine RBIs yesterday?
Nine RBIs in a three-inning span. Unbelievable what he did yesterday. Pretty crazy.
Oh, four for six,
two home runs, nine RBIs, tied Carlos Delgado for the franchise record for most RBIs in a single game. When it comes to our Texas Rangers, there was an article that came out today, and it ranked the top 10 players at each of their positions. Do the Rangers have any players in the top 10 at their position? And I think at one point we'd be like, hell yeah, they do. Well, catcher, no, unfortunately not. We don't get Jonah Heim or Kyle Higashioka. First base, nah, that'd be a hell no on that one. Pete Alonso, number one right now. Second base, nah, Marcus Semien, not there, not in the top 10. What about third? Can the Jungle Cat make an appearance? be a no there. But shortstop, even on the IL. Torey Seager, number three.
That's right.
Number three among shortstops. You saw Bobby Witt Jr., Francisco Lindor, and then we got Corey Seager. So we're good there. How about left field?
I think so.
Oh, for sure.
Bang, bang.
Steven Kwan at number one. Wyatt Langford at number two, second best left fielder in the game right now. Center field, that'd be a no.
Bottom five.
Right field, that'd be a no. DH, absolutely
didn't
not.
That. Didn't say bottom five.
Utility player?
Yeah, there we go, Josh. Let's go. Top
Yo,
five.
Yo, Smitty.
Top three.
Zach McKinstry of the Tigers at one. Dylan Moore of the M's at two. And then Smitty at number three, baby. So there you have it. Offensively, three of the positions the Rangers have a top 10 representative. And then how about right-handed starting pitchers? Not one, but two Texas Rangers in the top 10. Tyler Mahle. With the way he started the season, comes in at number two.
You wanted to get rid of him.
Nathan Eovaldi coming in at number six. How about that? Two in the top six, even ahead of Paul Skeens. Skeens is coming in at eight. Screw you,
in
Paul
your face,
Skeens.
Paul.
How about lefties? Anybody with the lefties? Could we get a Patrick Corbin? No.
No.
Wouldn't think so.
Not quite.
He is having a very nice year, though.
He is. He is just outside of the top 10. But that's kind of where you're looking at. You've got incredible pitching. Two righties coming in the top 10 right now in Major League Baseball. You're in the top 10 when it comes to shortstop and left fielder and utility guy. But everybody else.
Why are we 500?
Can we get up here? Can we start doing our thing?
Yeah. I think our run differential is now minus 17. I think we should be fortunate to be above 500 still.
Yeah.
You're probably
yeah.
I think that.
The question I wanted to ask Sandler, we ran out of time earlier. I'd love to ask you at Wolchuk, because I know you're a baseball expert yourself.
Of course I'm an
is
expert.
This pitching staff good enough to keep us in this division into deep July? You know?
Yeah,
how long does CY have to fix this lineup?
Well, I think you can at least get through May, and then when June rolls around, you're going to have to have some serious conversations. The good thing is the division's not great, right? Like, I don't think the Mariners are going to run away with this thing. They're sitting at 16-12. They've only got a plus 15 run differential. Houston's 15-13. You're 15-14. The A's are 15-14. These games against the A's are critical. You can't keep losing to them within your own division, but I think it's just going to kind of be a clump in the AL West. So you're just fortunate.
You've lost 3 out of 4 to them right now.
Yeah, and you're sitting there tied at 15-14, and they actually have a worse run differential than you do at minus 21. So I do think, the pitching can keep you afloat in this thing. Luckily, the AL West isn't very good, and you're really just fortunate you're not in a division with, say, the Yankees, or you're damn fortunate you're not in the NL West, where you got two 19-win teams, and the Padres are sitting there at 17-11. So I think you can. I think you can keep afloat, but my goodness, the offense has got to come around. And it's Whataburger night out there at the park. I mean, we got the World Series replica ring for Josh Young, and it's Whataburger night. We got to get Josh Young and Burger, to have big nights for you. Can we get a Burger Bomb? Can we get a Welcome to the Jungle moment from Dave Raymond and Matt Hicks tonight? Like, let's go, boys. We need the bats to. Can you score 4 runs? That's really all I'm asking. It's a DeGrom night.
Yeah,
can you just put up a 4 spot? I think you feel good.
I mean, it does seem kind of like that fan group that got Jock Peterson shaken out of his funk is 1-for-1 so far.
Yeah.
So whatever else you guys have in mind, Jock Peterson's getting on base right and left these days.
He is.
Thank you. Don't turn that ankle. All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan, a proper round tripper with the pregame coming up at 6:30. Let's head into a sports hodgepodge, Chief. What's in store?
Encouraging words for Shador and Shooter Shoot next in the nation.
Yeah, buddies, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Time now for a sports hodgepodge. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win the Frankels. Go online, frankelfirm.com. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Eric.
Congratulations to Stephon Castle, who has won the Rookie of the Year award in the NBA. So Castle and Wemby are the first teammates to win back-to-back Rookie of the Year honors since
the Dodgers in the 90s.
Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins, 2015 and 2016.
Towns and Wiggins.
There you go, Wolchuk, basketball guy of the day. You are the best basketball guy I've ever met.
Hey, the best prices.
Stephon Castle, first in rookie points this year, third in rookie assists, first in rookie steals, and the most 20-point games by a rookie this season. So well-deserved. And they have a nice little future there. As long as Wemby comes back nice and healthy, see about the Kevin Durant stuff. I mean, the Giannis stuff is going to get very, very interesting now with the way the Bucks have gone. So this the player movement over the course of the next 12 months in the NBA, Ja Morant, another guy, Zion Williams, and Williamson, another guy. I mean, there's going to be some movement coming on here, and we'll see. I think the Giannis trade is most interesting because I'm looking forward to seeing what haul Milwaukee gets compared to what Nico and the Mavs got for Luka.
Oh, that's going to be epic. Yeah, when DeMont sees what the Bucks might get for Giannis, who's like 8 years older than Luka, that might be the breaking point. I would hope that Nico's in on Giannis. If you could get Giannis, I don't think it would make up for the loss of Luka, but it would make things damn interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you AD. I'll give you Lively. I'll give you first round picks. Right? Are we getting interested here? I need to keep PJ. I need to keep Najee. I need to keep one of the bigs and Kyrie. to go along with Giannis, and we can do this.
Well, Chuck, are you comfortable? He threw in Derek Lively on a Giannis trade.
I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's well said. It's a good take.
It's my bad, actually. Yeah. Sorry for bringing it up.
My favorite tweet of the day goes to Joe the Activist on Twitter. He just simply tweeted, Buddy Hield versus 100 apples. That's better than the gorilla versus 100 dudes.
Somebody should see that Kawhi Leonard story. Apple time, apple time.
Apple time, baby. Did you see how KFC responded to Shedeur Sanders? He finally got drafted, of course, and he tweeted out, thank you, God. And KFC responded with, the Colonel Sanders, was rejected over 1,000 times before finally landing their famous original recipe. Sometimes all a Sanders needs is a little time to cook. Congrats, Shedeur.
That's a great one.
How about that?
Sanders also, Colonel Sanders also shot somebody over that darn chicken.
Really?
Yeah, real tall. Yeah. Somebody died over there, bro.
Trying to steal his recipe?
He brought his friend, in fact. His friend came with the shotgun. Wow. Yeah, yeah. Well, they tried to like put some signs on top of his signs out there in the road. Oh, and he finally caught up with dude.
He ain't going to dunk on me like that.
Yeah, he gave him a little.
He's got a shooter.
1940 of him.
Colonel Sanders. So he's serious about that chicken, bro. He's got a body.
And he did it right, too. Man had shooters. That's perfect.
Did he do it in the all-white outfit with the bow tie?
The cane.
I just bleached this.
Speaking of shooters shooting, did you see the corner for the Eagles, Eli Ricks, after attending the White House?
He was shooting a shot at Ivanka.
He tweeted out back-to-back, Donald Trump's daughter is beautiful, damn. And then he followed up with, after seeing her in person, Ivanka is exactly my type. Okay. So he's I don't know what type of interaction he had. I don't know if he had a chance to show the type of gentleman he is in meeting her firsthand. But kudos to him, man. I mean, see an opportunity, try and capitalize.
I mean, if you take a look at Jared Kushner, sure, he might be kind of tall, but I think you'd believe I might be able to take this guy's gal.
Absolutely. I tell you, but Ricks is kind of the same way, kind of a tall, thin guy too.
Yeah.
This might not be a very good fight.
Speaking of love and sports, TMZ is reporting that Bill Belichick's disastrous CBS interview was even worse than what aired. They had to cut 30 minutes from it, and the girlfriend stormed out in the middle of it and expected Bill to follow her. And so
Let's
he
go.
Apparently did wow. like try and put out the fire and everything. Like
this
that,
is a girlfriend
dude.
Crash out and a half.
This is bad.
I mean, I saw the school's kind of worried now,
they
right?
Are. Yeah, they are worried. Absolutely worried. And I saw Tom Curran, who is a fixture in the
Boston.
New England sports scene. He's sort of on the beat now with UNC to some extent. And he's like, yeah, like the coaching staff, everybody, like no one has been enjoying their experience thus far.
Yeah.
Because you got the lady dictator. I mean, Bill Belichick is just outsourcing all of his decisions to his girlfriend.
So basically, you got your crew of guys that are you're all they're hanging out, having fun, and then suddenly one gets the girlfriend, and suddenly you don't get one without the other.
Yeah,
that's what this is.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Your best bro on guys' night is now bringing the girlfriend along. They're attached at the hip.
Yeah, it's time for an intervention. Back to the sidelines you go, Jordan. Back to the suite.
Well, she's on the sideline. She's got a headset and everything. She's going to be calling plays out there.
I think it might be more back to the rail.
Yeah.
You go.
There you go. Okay.
A lot of conspiracies about how they've met.
Back to the pole.
Well, she put on her her story, the signature in the book that apparently they shared on their airplane trip together.
Yeah,
that's sat next to each other.
Should have stuck to that story there on the CBS
it's
interview.
It's so bizarre why she just shot that down.
I cannot wait to get the Michael Lombardi tell-all on the G-Bag Nation at some point in the future.
Cannot wait. Brian's best man from his wedding. He owes him that, at least.
He won't say
he's the GM.
Damn word.
It's a beautiful Pluckers hat you have on, by the
thank
way.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
Brian,
that, yeah.
And
thank
Chia
Fallo. Thank you, Pluckers.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. Just went 4.5 flawless once again with you here in the G-Bag Nation. Of course, Woolchuck and Chia Fallo, your nosebleed brothers. We will. They will not be united tomorrow because Woolchuck's going to be with the morning guys up there in Anna on their firehouse tour. So have fun tomorrow, buddy. We will miss you. For Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.